This next song is a song that I love this one. It's one of my personal favorites because it's one that's to me uniquely Gold Boy, because Jerry has this philosophy with acoustic guitar that it's like an underexplored instrument in rock. Isn't that right?
Yeah, especially this kind of more indie rock style. I know there's plenty of slower acoustic, but I think it works in a much more upbeat style as well.
Well, the fact is that this song so relies on it. It just works, okay? This is an idea I had in my head for ages and was never quite able to flesh out. And I guess that's enough. Let's just do this sucker, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Seas of Illusion. We are Gull Boy. And check us out at gullboy.com. And also like our Facebook page and come out to our shows, please, okay? Hope that you're enjoying what you're hearing. And let's see, we have three more songs for you. So let's take it away, Seas of Illusion.
Thank you.
drop at nightfall. The waiting people out, standing alone. It's the unique thought, define our lives. You just can't decide, but you don't know at all. Then you don't try to see at all. Then the flowers fall when you don't believe. You know it's true, you know what I mean. Sometimes it looks so good, can't you see it's plain? That truth can make our life have faith. You know, I was thinking about this section of the world and all the different variations that could happen, and all the different times and eras, ranges, countries, and genres and threads that weave through them all, and they come together in one place, and that place could be so special, or it could be nothing. It just depends on what you do until you make it special, and then you find out then. And I thought that I was stopping the song, but I was just taking a break to do whatever I wanted to see you. You could be the one to do this, got this free. Okie doke, this next song is called Years of Your Life. And this is the A-side of the upcoming Gull Boy single, and it's a co-release between Gull Records and Custom Made Music out of Virginia. And Dave Allison runs Custom Made Music. Hopefully he's listening, and hopefully you'll be able to get it soon, and you'll find it on our Bandcamp the moment that we have it, the song Years of Your Life. Take it away, Jerry. Bring you love and happiness in this year.
That was Years of Your Life. That's going to be the lead single off of the upcoming recording we have. What you can't see here in the studio is that Carl, our lead singer, I don't know if he introduced himself earlier, great guy. He's switching to this bass that is looks like it's made of rubber bands, and hopefully this next one will be a treat for you guys.
Yeah, it's a Guild Ashbury, which has been rebranded by several people because Guild found it to be a disaster, and then an Italian company bought the rights to it and started making it, and then Fender bought it. They thought they were being sly, and it was a total bomb.
All right.
So, okay.
Let's do it,
okay? Yeah. This is our last song. We thank you for listening. Check out gullboy.com. Check us out on Facebook. Thanks to Mikey D on the town, WMFO,
yes,
for having us. And thanks to Joel for giving us a wonderful sound. We're really, really happy with the sound. And hope that you come out and see us when you can.
Yes, thank you.
Let's take it away, guys.
Friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, Jason Lane hosting On the Town with Mikey D. The Boston Music Awards nominated radio, best radio show in Boston. Please vote bostonmusicawards.com. Live in Studio D tonight, we had Gull Boy, and they are sitting in front of me eagerly wanting to discuss their band and their music.
Nice. How you doing tonight?
Good, man.
Good. Yeah, we were really happy with the set. Really, I'm glad.
I was happy with it.
I can't wait to hear the recordings. Joel really did us a solid, at least through the headphones. I think it was superb.
He's usually pretty solid with that sort of thing.
Yeah. You were just playing Turkish Delight last...
Exactly.
A year ago when we played here, the air conditioner was broken in the studio, and it was literally, not felt like 110 degrees, it was literally 110 degrees. It felt like 130 degrees. Yeah. It was brutal.
Awesome. Hang on 1 second. Just for our lesser... For our people who don't know who you are, just want to introduce yourselves real quick.
Sure. I'm Carl, and I do vocals and bass in Gull Boy. I used to play in Turkish Delight and earlier Gingerbread Men.
And we just heard Sister Merengue off that record.
Sister Merengue, yep.
Off of Tommy Bell.
Tommy Bell was my imaginary friend when I was a little kid.
Awesome. The album cover is blowing my mind. That's why it led me to play the weird, trippy heroin PSA, if you will. But anyway, yeah, why don't you introduce the rest of your band here?
Yeah, I'm Greg. I'm on the electric guitar.
Greg, you want to jump on that mic real quick? I guess that one's dead.
Better now?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I'm Greg. I play electric guitar.
And what about, where do you live?
I live up in Gloucester, Massachusetts. Gloucester.
Yeah, he's
beautiful. Best seafood in the world.
Cape Ann.
Yeah, he's selling stuffed clams. So you know he's the fisherman.
Oh, man.
The real fisherman.
Yeah. I'm a lobster guy myself.
Okay, hey, you can't beat it. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Jerry. I'm the acoustic guitarist in the band. Almost by force, but Carl had a vision at one point for the sound that we wanted, so that ended up working out.
It's a very particular and unique sound.
Okay, yeah, we'll want to hear more about that later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, this is Chris. I'm the drummer. I've played in several Boston bands over the years.
So. How long have we known each other?
I've known Carl for 30 years.
And yeah, when
no
I
kidding.
Used to play in Gingerbread Men, he played in the Eels. When I played in Turkish Delight, he played in Spore.
Spore.
I noticed it.
And that's not the same Eels that was a major label.
No. they stole our name and our logo.
Because they're just Eels, so that's the argument they would make. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, boo on them.
I saw in the studio we played in, I was looking around and I saw there was the Spore poster. And I was like, that's Christian.
That's right. It kind of gives a good sound, even if you're like kind of a little bit away. It's just very conversational, so it's fun.
And also, Christian had a special moment tonight because he's always been talking about his drums. He has these awesome drums, but he's never, ever, even once played them with us. Today was the very first time.
It was the maiden voyage.
So how did it go?
They sounded pretty good. The bass drum was a little
pop their cherries.
Loud.
It's very nice.
Yeah, I have to admit, I was really, really scared today. I thought that he was going to be hours fiddling with them and doing all sorts of drummer stuff with them.
I was just happy to see that they were real. We've heard about them.
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
What kind of set is it?
It's a 71 Ludwig.
Oof, so, beautiful.
Yeah, and they're big. So yeah. They're pretty intense.
The bigger the better for me as far as kick drums especially.
Except for at the MFO studio on the third floor with no elevator.
No elevator, yeah. That's tough. Yep. You don't really think about it. I mean... But, you know, that's Tuff's problem.
That was the first thing I got when I got the phone call tonight. Christian called. He's like, hey. He's like, is there an elevator? That was his first thing.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But you guys were there to help him out, so that's good.
Well, so tell me about this thing that you said about our sound.
Oh, it's very extremely unique. The absence, like the acoustic guitar, everything kind of coming together. It has like a lo-fi kind of feel to it.
Cool.
The vocals are unique and awesome. And it's just kind of like four different things going on at the same time.
I have a friend of mine that he came and saw our very, very first show, which was a ZBC-sponsored show at Great Scott. And he saw us just at like... two shows ago at Club Bohemia, and he loves music, but he hates my vocals. And he's my friend.
I love your vocals.
Thank you.
So to me, it's like if Jello Biafra could sing, and he's fronting Guided by Voices at times.
One of the things you mentioned was...
I hate using other bands to compare bands, but you know, I have a very abstract mind. I could start spewing out stuff that would just make no sense to anybody but me.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do for our listeners is to kind of guide them with... Guided by Voices references.
Do you read the Metro, the daily paper?
Sometimes.
Did you read it today?
I didn't.
Because today there was an interview with Guided by Voices, and it had a line. It had a line like it was so good. I ripped it out and I saved it. I'm going to share some of the wisdoms with the guys here, and
one of the things,
and with our listeners, they're eager to hear.
Do you have it?
Well, no, I don't. But the bottom gist of it was that he talked about he's famous just like Marky Smith for having gone through zillions of lineups. And he just said that he can like sense if somebody's, what was his word? Just like, I don't know, like faking it or something.
Yeah.
And so he said that, you know, he just senses it. And if it's not, you know, if it's not real, he just moves on from it.
Yeah. Well, that's the sense I get from your lineup. It's interesting that you say that. You guys definitely aren't faking it. You guys are committed to what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it comes through in the music.
One of the things you said about our sound that I thought was interesting was it was like four different things going on at once. And what's actually crazy is that we all have pretty different tastes in music.
Well, yeah, that's obvious as well.
In general. And I think that like one thing Carl talks about when we're practicing is like don't compromise, and like this is our piece, and that's kind of how we get from all these different starting points to whatever you heard.
Oh, it's really comforting to hear. I mean, there's a lot of bands who have like inner struggles, and you know they're competing for like that morsel of creative input and stuff. But it sounds like you guys are all not in silos, but you guys have your own thing, and then you're all accepting of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell just by the selection of instrumentation that you have, like with the stripped down acoustic guitar, with some heavier stuff, and it's pleasant.
Nice.
I enjoyed it.
Good.
That's all we could ever ask for.
Yeah, that's right. And so for shows, we don't really have much right now. One of the things, you know, you don't want to overexpose, otherwise you wear out your fans. They don't go out. And
don't get that. They don't understand that. They play like three shows a month, and it's not cool.
Right, because you wear out your friends. You know, it gets to be that you don't want your friends to dread opening up their email. Oh, crap, again.
I mean, granted, you want to admit that some people just love playing live.
Yep.
But you know, it's a two-way street when you're performing for people. You know, you got to manage their expectations.
Well, and it's also
not burn them out.
The business sense, like if you know, it's kind of like Hollywood. You're only as good as your last movie. If you don't have a good showing, you have trouble getting a great gig again.
Yeah, and I've had some bands who've done that and have angered promoters and booking clubs saying, "Oh, you just played the show like 3 days ago. No one's going to come out to show you're booked at my place."
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I just want to remind our listeners, I'm talking to Gull Boy.
Yep.
They just played an amazing set. I just also want to remind our listeners that this will be archived and you'll be able to stream it at WMFO.org.
So how about we listen to the A-side of the single coming out? It's called Years of Your Life. And it was the second to last song that we played. And let's listen to it. Yeah. And I hope that you enjoy it.
It's track one, correct?
Talk a quick second about that recording.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah,
that recording, what you just heard, Years of Your Life, you may hear this and think, it's slightly different. It's because during that time... We kind of had a different sound in mind, and we hadn't really. So you'll Carl's laughing. It's a different band. Yeah, most of us. It's a different lineup, but it's still our band and it's still our song. So I hope you enjoy both versions of it equally. But you won't hear what you just heard again. You'll hear
excellent. And this song's called Goblin Boy?
No.
Or Goblin Song?
Nope. Years of Your Life.
Years of Your Life. I'm just reading off of this. There's a sticker on the front, so. Mm-hmm. Years of Your Life. This is brand new material from Gull Boy. It's on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, on the town with Mikey D.
set you free. Fire your life so that you won't have to see. Fire your life the horrors that I've been through. Fire your life like BT-82.
Years of Your Life, brand new music from Gall Boy. They are here with me in the studio. Gentlemen.
Hey. Okay, so that song will be on a 7-inch, and it will be a co-release between Gall Records and Custom Made Records out of Virginia Beach in Virginia.
A beautiful place. My brother used to live there.
Nice.
Love it there.
Excellent.
Anyway, you were talking about some upcoming things you're doing, some traveling.
We were being asked when we're playing next, and our next show is the night before Thanksgiving, and so that's a while away. And so why is it a while away? It's because in a week I'm going to the Unsound Festival in Poland, in Kraków, and this will be my fourth year at the Unsound Festival. And it's a festival, people ask like what it is, and even though I've been there for 4 years and gone to every event for 8 nights and 7 days, and we're talking like hundreds and hundreds of bands, I can't really describe it because it's not really about the music. It's an experience.
Right.
There's films during the day. There's talks during the day. There's high art shows with dance and choreography in the early evening, and then there's intense hardcore underground dance things at abandoned warehouses.
It's
and
very
junctions
European.
Nice. Yeah, it's everything. And as the week goes on, your mind, your brain waves start to kind of flat wave, until I brought my nephew 2 years ago, and he was just constantly, every time we would be transporting, he would just be sitting there asleep, and I would shake him, and he just couldn't believe it, like that I could like go on for that long doing that. And that's the thing I always wish I can get somebody to go with me. That's the gold standard. Get somebody to go.
Yeah.
I
remember when Carl told me about the festival right after one of our practices. We were standing outside, and he was trying to describe what it was to me, and it just sounded like these vignettes of different worlds, like all next to each other, until like it culminated in this underground salt experience.
Oh yeah, Wieliczka. Wieliczka is one of the seven wonders of the world. It's a salt mine in the town Wieliczka in Poland.
Yep.
And it's 300 feet below ground, and so it's cool and it's really good for you because it has super dry salt air.
Yeah.
And somehow Unsound, since they're legitimate at this point, they've been doing it for a while, they get to have a show in Wieliczka.
Oh my
and
goodness.
So this year the show, it's not even like a quiet show, it's Sun O.
Oh man.
So yeah, last year was Terry Riley, and the hard part about having a show in Wieliczka is getting hundreds and hundreds of people in and out, because you have to go in a elevator, and the elevator can only hold 15 people. And they're pretty good at it, getting in and out, but there is that, and it's pretty neat, because even the chandeliers, all the lighting is made out of salt. Everything is made out of salt.
That's insane. So it's like being in one of those Himalayan salt lamps.
And it has lighting to take advantage of that effect.
Yeah.
And then also right after that is usually the first one of the all-night parties, where they start at 11 and bands go on as late as like 6 a.m.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm like your nephew. I'd probably fall asleep at some point, but I always would want to bring somebody who would nudge me constantly.
Well, then just bring me. Don't worry about that.
That's
Don't
great.
Worry about
Infinite
that.
Energy.
Yeah. So we are Gall Boy, and boy, we want to meet you. If you come to our shows, definitely come up and say hello. We've had a lot of people come up. When we played last week at Plow and Stars, I do a radio show on WZBC, and a listener came up and said that I have this thing, like, I was trained that you never promote your own band, that's like really the worst thing, because the cream rises to the top. If you have to promote yourself, it's a sad and desperate thing.
Let it speak for yourself.
So I couldn't believe that. I was like, how did you find out about this show? And I mentioned it like once, and he heard it. So that was kind of cool. So the point is, if you go to Gull Boy shows, definitely say hello. We'd love to meet you.
Absolutely.
And And we're friendly. We don't bite, right?
No. Mm-hmm. I concur.
Nice.
So what bands have you chosen to play with, or what kind of bills do you find yourself on? Are there particular bands that are go-to bands for you to play with?
Well, okay, the world that I live in musically doesn't exist anymore. Okay, just like I grew up in Long Island, New York, and mm-hmm. my world was the Lower East Side before it was gentrified.
Right.
That world doesn't exist anymore, and my world musically doesn't exist anymore. My musical idols are like the Glasgow label Postcard Records, that had bands like Orange Juice and Joseph K and Aztec Camera, and the Liverpool label Zoo Records, that had the very first Echo and the Bunnymen, mm-hmm. and had early Teardrop Explodes, and had the Ex-Bel-Airs, and then the Paisley Underground scene from California in 1984. If any of you have seen the recent movie called Echoes from the Canyon, that covers our sound exactly perfectly, except exactly perfectly wrong. They just don't get it. It's a shame, because it's like totally from the mainstream side of it. The cool bands were like Rain Parade, Green on Red, who I'm obsessed with, and after Green on Red, Dan Stewart, the leader, who even played at Atwood's. In mm-hmm. fact, he's in a Gullboy lyric. We do a song called Cambridge Street, mm-hmm. and it's like a tally of all the favorite places on Cambridge Street between like Museum of Science and Punjabi Daba. And when it gets to Atwood's, the couplet is heard live music down at Atwood's. Dan Stewart played there, Reckless Eric too. And Reckless Eric played there. And in fact, very soon, like maybe next week, maybe this week, Amy Rigby, who's Reckless Eric's wife, is playing there. So that's kind of a neat thing. You know, I don't know if I'm going to go, because the ticket prices are always expensive. But I don't know. You know, Cambridge Street is an awesome place. I live in Cambridge. Jerry, you live in Malden, right?
Reading, just a little more north.
Reading, yeah. Okay. And Gloucester is great if any of you are scuba divers, you know.
I remember when I was in bands in college, we'd play the Art Space in Gloucester. Do you know that place?
I'm not terribly familiar with it, no.
You need to find out. It sounds like we need to play there.
Well, I don't know if it exists anymore, but Shep, he wrote the movie Chud.
Ah, nice. Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
So he wrote the movie Chub, and he happened to run this really great punk rock / artist space. And this was probably back in 1997, 98.
Is that in that artist community out around in the neck?
Well, no,
whatever?
It's downtown.
Oh, neat.
But I remember you have to go up the skinny street up a hill from the main drag.
Lots of those. For sure.
I know. That's the thing. So check it out. See if Shep's still around. He's a really nice guy.
It sounds good.
Yeah, all kids came out to the shows. It was great.
Good.
So your next show is the day before Thanksgiving. Tell us more about the release of this and when we could find this.
Well, it's a vinyl only. It's a 7-inch, and it's where you can find it. I haven't quite worked out. Well, I guess where you can find it is Bandcamp, Gullboy Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And it's not up there yet. I wanted to not put up the digital songs until we had the vinyl, and we're really looking forward to it. I think the sleeve came out great, and at the same time as the Gullboy single is also a Gingerbread Men archival LP. And Gingerbread Men was an earlier band that I had that only put out two singles, although we recorded tons of stuff that never came out. And so I put together the studio record that should have been, and it's called Witch's House, and that will be out the same day as the Gullboy 7-inch, and it will also be a co-release between Gull Records, my label, and Custom Made Music out of Virginia Beach in Virginia. And I think both of them are going to be awesome.
What are your ties to Virginia Beach?
Zero. Back in Turkish Delight, we played lots of places, and as Christian would tell you when he played in Spore, when you're a traveling band, you need to crash at people's houses. Mm-hmm. And when we played in Virginia Beach, this nice guy, Dave Allison, let us crash at his place, and it was like an empty house. It was like they were in process of selling it or something.
Yeah.
And it was a really good memory, because most of the places that you stay at, it's like, yeah, you can stay here, but the water doesn't really run. And, you know, it's like basically horror hotels. And this was like a normal house. It was just empty. And so, you know, we had to sleep on the floors, but we were prepared for that with like sleeping bags. So a hard floor in a clean, empty house is like pure luxury.
That's great.
And so just have stayed in touch. with him through the time. In fact, when we did the Turkish Light reunion, he played guitar in one of the songs at the Middle East show.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, while we're wrapping things up, do you have any words of wisdom for our listeners who are trying to be in bands?
Well, my word of wisdom is the way you do anything is the way you do everything. So everything counts. There's no, like, you know, there's no stuff that's like insignificant and then concentrate on something else.
Right.
That's my words. The way you do everything is the way you do anything is the way you do everything.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Absolutely. Yep. Goalboy, thank you everyone for coming. Really look forward to seeing you live, and we all look forward to the forthcoming release. And the title is just the Years of Your Life single. Okay, yep. Great. And your Bandcamp site is goalboy.bandcamp.com.
Whatever it is, you know, it's Gull. It's the only Gull Boy.
Yeah, you just Google Gull Boy Boston. That's how I found it. So
nice. Cool.
That's great. Thank you for coming. Actually, I'm going to play that Gingerbread Men track that you're talking about.
Excellent.
Witch's House.
Whoa.
It's on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tuss Freeform Radio. I'm Jason Lane. This is On the Town with Mikey D.
Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules.
I'm no good. And
telling lies, telling lies, telling lies. Well, it's a colder wind. I can barely find the words. Just a boy and all his anger, and a New York City girl. Some lovers leave you empty. Some leave you low and mean. Some lovers simply leave you, but they're few and far between. And I try to tell myself that I don't give a damn. I try to tell myself I'm alright. And Emma, oh, it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good. Telling lies, telling lies, telling lies, telling lies.
It's Pratique. His song Emma, and I'm Jason Lean. It's On the Town with Mikey D. Every Wednesday on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford's Tough Free. Tough. I knew that was going to happen to me eventually. Get the little dyslexia tongue tied thing going on. WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Jason Lane, reminding you too that we were nominated for a Boston Music Award for Best Boston Radio Show. Please go to bostonmusicawards.com and vote for us. Yay! I'm going to leave you with something relaxing to depart with. And this is Talia Zadek's band's Illumination. It's just perfect for this time of night when you're unwinding. Some of you might be like, just chilling out in bed. It's a good one to close your eyes to and reflect. So, good night. Be well.